Before us, I'm Rabbi Chai Yisrael ben Leia, Rabbi Yosef Moshe Chaim, Rabbi Mecha Chaim ben Sarah, Sarah Levas Rivka, Bissel Shar Chalei Yisrael, Inishmas Maris Esther, Maris Rib Shmuel, Maris Chan Rasakion, Maris Altachana, Maris Rib Meir Zev. The Mishnah in the beginning of Bracha says, from when do you say Shema? From when the Kohen eat their Tshuma, the Gemara says, that's Man Seis HaKochavim. So Rashi says, Seder, if the Zman of Shema is from Tseis, how on earth are we reading Shema and Shul before Tseis? So he answers that when we read Shema later on, Alamita, we read the first parasha, we're Yotze, and we only read it in Shul earlier in order to say Shema from say Tefillah to Davin mitoch Devrei Torah mitoch Kriya Shema. But Be'etzem, it's not really Zman Kriya Shema. Zman Kriya Shema is when? Zman Kriya Shema is from Tseis. And therefore we do in Shul, isn't the Yotzei Zman Kriya Shema? Only when we read the first parasha Alamita, then we Yotzei Kriya Shema. Tosfos has numerous kashas on Rashi. One kasha is that Kriya Shema is three parashas, Kriya Shema Alamita is only one. How are Yotzei with the one parasha Alamita? Another kasha is what about Brichos Kriya Shema? You don't say Brichos Kriya Shema when you read Shema Alamita. Another kasha is that you're not Samech Gula Tefillah. If Rabbeinu Tam says that you can really Zman Kriya Shema is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Ma'ariv is from Plaga Mincha. So Plaga Mincha, an hour and a quarter before Shkia, that already is the time for Shema. So that's how we Yotzei in Shul Sataka. The Kriya Shema of Shul is Iker. According to him, you don't have to read it again afterwards. And according to the Reintosis, he says no, that we Paskin La Halacha, like those opinions later on in the Gemara, a little bit later on, and Gimel, Beis and Beis, Gimel, who talk about various manim for Shema, which are before Tseis, a little bit before Tseis, not at Ketakach Plag, but a little bit before Tseis, and Memela, that's when we're reading Shema, and we're passing on like those Shitas. The Shagas Aryeh says, in to explain Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that we're Yotze ready from Plag is because Kriya Shema is Derabbanan, and therefore we can be Mekel and Paskin, not like the Mishnah that says Kriya Shema is from Tseis, we can be make it like Rabbi Yehuda, but it's from Plak, it's Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanan. The Rashba is Miyashiv Das Rashi, Shein Kavanoso, the Farish B'Yerushalmi, She'omrim Kriya Shema L'chud, Kodim HaTfila B'Veshe B'Veshe HaKinesis, Kamo Shanarom Ashrei Kodim Tfila Semincha, Ela Kavanoso, She'korim Kodim Tfila Kriya Shema B'Verchoseha, So the Rashba explains Das Rashi that he doesn't mean to say that according to the Yerushalmi you say Shema alone before tefillah in shul, like we say Ashrei before tefillas mincha. What Rashi means is that you read before davening Kriya Shema with the brachos. It's not just Kriya Shema alone before Shemini Esrei, it's Kriya Shema with the brachos. And even though the time of Kriya Shema hasn't come yet, it doesn't bother us. Because Man Birchos Kriya Shema is only Midrabbanan. And even though they're called Birchos Kriya Shema, their Tzman is not Tolei Bechrech B'Zman Kriya Shema. Rather, you can read them Samach LeKriya Shema. And therefore, even though the Zman Kriya Tzeis HaKochavim, you can make the brachos in connection to an earlier Kriya Shema. Meaning that you make the brachas in shul when you say Shema, and those brachas are going to count for the Shema that's after Tzeis HaKochavim. So Birchas HaMitzvah doesn't work like that. Even if somebody's mechaved to be mekayim the mitzvah b'tchila zman ha-mamish b'tzimtzum, he can't make the bracha al kiyum ha-mitzvah kodim she'igiyah zman ha-mitzvah. Even though only the Zman HaMitzvah has in common. The reason is because Berachas HaMitzvah, we say V'tzivanu, and how are you going to say V'tzivanu before the Zman HaTzivui comes? And therefore the Rashba Sidi Mechali between Berachas Kriya Shema and the Berachas HaMitzvah, the Berachas Kriya Shema are different. And he brings a rai from the fact that Berachas Kriya Shema is, that Kriya Shema is at Gimel Shos, like we see in Berachas Tes Amid Beis. And it says in Yid Amid Beis that HaKori Lachar Mikain Lehifsid Kadam HaKori B'Torah. And the Gemara explains that what does it mean, Hak Berachas Lo, what does it mean Lo Hifsid? It means Hak Berachas Lo Hifsid. So we see that the Zman of the Berachas isn't Kashir V'Toli, but Zman HaKriya. And just like B'Sof HaZman, the Zman HaBrachos is later than the Zman HaKriya. So to lay in Tchila Zmanim, you could be makdim, the Zman HaBrachos called the HaKriya, and then you don't go back and say the Brachos again at night when you read Shema to be Makayim Mitzvah Torah. So it's enough to read the Brachos beforehand, before Zman Kriya Shema, because the time of the Brachos are before Zman Kriya Shema, and that's good enough to be considered Birachos Kriya Shema. Later on, you're going to be reading B'Zman Shema, but that is not Ma'akev the Brachos. The Brachos are, have a different time. Zman Kriya Shema is Mitzvah Kochavim, says the Rashba. Zman Birchas Kriya Shema is already earlier. So therefore, when you reach Shema and Shul, that can be enough to be Yotze Birchas Kriya Shema. However, Be'emes, Ein advarim pshutim umuskam ladas kol hamefarshim, as Rebel Pervarsky points out. We find that the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Aleph Mechos Kriya Shema Lachi Yud Gimel asks, how is it possible to make Berachos Kriya Shema after the time of Kriya Shema has already passed? And right, what did we say? We said that how long can you say Shema for? 3 hours. How long can you say Berachos Kriya Shema for? Even after 3 hours, Hakori Mikan Beilech Lo Hifsid. So you see that the time in the end is different than the time is later of brachos than the actual Shema. So therefore, at the beginning it can also be different. So the case of Mishnah says, how is it possible to say Berachos Kriya Shema after the Zman Kriya already finished? It says Machriach Mikoach Zeh Shemeikur Din Torah is Machriach Shema Shal Shachris is B'chol Hayom. Moshe's manna kriya shal arvis, he kol hayom. He kol alayla. So, birchas kriya shema, meker din Torah, zman kriya shmel shachris is all day, just like zman kriya shmel shal arvis is all night, and just like b'shach b'cha means all night, so dubikumecha means all day. However, other Rishonim don't hold like this. The Rashb himself brings this kash in the name of the Yesh Shoalim. And why don't we say why is this man of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris not all day, just like this man Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is all night? If b'shach b'cha means when you lie down, it means all night. So why doesn't b'kumecha mean all day? Kesef Mishnah holds taka does mean all day. Taka's man kriya shema is all day. But the Yeshol and the Rashba doesn't hold that way. The Magen Avram and the Taz write that b'shach b'cha means when you're lying down, and all night people are lying down. B'kumecha means when the time when you actually get up. And not when you are actually up all day. So when you actually get up, that's until the third hour. And memeil let's push it. That's man as gimel shal shu's man kima. Or the night b'shach b'chaz, you're lying all night. Nevertheless, the divrei kesef mishnah tama davar shu's man birchas kriya shema kol hayom is because be'emes that's man kriya shema meikar din Torah. Now the Chachamim were magbil the Zman Kriya for 3 hours. Nevertheless, this Zman HaBrachos b'makomen of Zman HaNeim Omdim u'ledvar v'yev shel ochiach midin Zman Birchas Kriya Shema kol hayom shein Birchas Kriya Shema chashivus kibirchas ha-mitzvus. So, according to the Kesef Mishnah, Zman Birchas Kriya Shema's all day, because Meikar Adin Tari can read Shema all day. So even though the Chacham were magbil at the 3 hours, nevertheless, the Zman HaBrachas stay in B'makonu Zman HaMeimomdim, stay in the same place, and therefore you can't prove from the din of Zman Birchas Kriya Shema Kol Hayom that the Birchas Kriya Shema are not considered Birchas HaMitzvahs. Maybe they are, because Meikar Adin you can read Shema all day. So Memela, you can also say the Brachas later. And maybe they are Birchas HaMitzvahs. The Rashba holds they're not Birchas HaMitzvahs. So you can, Rashba's Mechalik. Rashba says other Birchas HaMitzvahs you have to make before the mitzvah. At the Zman of the mitzvah, when there's already Zman Shel HaMitzvah, when it's the time to do the mitzvah, you can say the Birchas HaMitzvah. And here, by Birchas Kriya Shema, it's not classic Birchas HaMitzvah, and you can say it even before the Zman. So it's a davar pashut that the Rashba is cholek on the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah holds that the time is all day, so the brachas also can be later. Just like Shema is later, the Rashba holds not like that. The Rashba holds that the Berachot's Kriya Shema could be at a different time than actual Kriya Shema. They're not like a classical Berachot's HaMitzvah. Nevertheless, even the Das HaRashba, we have to understand, to davar bari, you can't say Berachot's Kriya Shema shel arvis biyom. Just like we don't find Bibrachas Kriya Shema Shel Shachrit, you can make them at night. So how did the Rashba prove from the fact you make Bibrachas Kriya Shema Shel Shachrit Kol Hayom that you can mevarich Bibrachas Kriya Shema Shel Arvis Meba'od Yom? Day and night are two different things. I get that you can say Bibrachas Kriya Shema Shel Shachrit Kol Hayom because at least it's part of the day. But how can you say Bibrachas Kriya Shema Shel Arvis while it's still Yom? What does one have to do with the other? The fact that you can say the brachas later on, so we see that the Zman brachas isn't kosher v'tali b'zman akriya, that's only because it's still day. But to say that you can say the brachas of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis during the day, that's the two different Zmanim, completely. How do you do that? B'chol HaYoser, the Rashba could have brought a raya. You can say Birchas Kriya Shema all night, just like you can say Birchas Kriya Shema of the day all day. So what does the Rashba mean? Be'echreach kavanas ha-Rashba, that since Birchas Kriya Shema de-Rabbanan, therefore we can say that Zman Birchas Kriya Shema Shel Shachrit is tali b'zman tefillah. The Chachamim were masmechit to the Zman tefillah. Just like we find that the machlokas shown of Zman Birchas Kir Birchas Kriya Shema Shel Shachrit ad arba shos the Rabbanan Kir Rabbanan, is they all that the Zman Tefillah is until 4 hours, or is it until Chatzos, like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Zman Tefillah is until Chatzos? K'mavor b'divrei Rosh b'sugya b'brachas, as they were koveir the Zman of Birchas Kriya Shema like the Zman of Tefillah. The Zman Tefillah is 4 hours, and Zman Birchas Kriya Shema is 4 hours. The Zman Tefillah is Chatzos, then the Zman Birchas Kriya Shema is Chatzos. So to that, the Rashba comes and says that just like we find that Zman Birchas Kriya Shema is Tali B'Zman Tefillah Shachris, so too, Zman Birchas Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is Tzamud L'Zman Tefillas Arvis. V'kevan Sh'anu Somchim Al Divrei Rebbe Yehuda L'Hakdim Zman Tefillat Arvit Miplag HaMincha Kemoken Efshar Livarech Bekot Kriya Shema Shel Arvis Bo'os HaZman. The Rashba is saying that just like we find that Zman Birchas Kriya Shema Shel Shachrit, it depends on Zman Shachrit, so too Birchas Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is connected to Zman Arvis. And since we're Samech on Rabbi Yehuda to daven Mayriv from Plag, so too You can say Birchas Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis from Plag, Meoso Azman. Even though the Zman of Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis has not yet come. Why? Because the Zman of the Brachas is Talui in the Zman Tefillah. And just like the Zman Tefillah is ready from Plag, so to the Zman of Brachas can already be from Plag. Just like at night, just like during the day, that the Zman of the Berachas Kriyas Shema is Talui in Zman Tefillah, and not in Zman Kriyas Shema. So what's our revach? What did we get out of this whole thing? That Fidas Rashi, Yotaka Samech Geula L'Tefillah B'Birchas Kriyas Shema, Shemavarach Meba'od Yom Kodem HaTefillah. Because you're saying Birchas Kriyas Shema, and it's Taka the right time to say Birchas Kriyas Shema. What did Tosis ask on Rashi? Tosis said to Rashi, hey, what about Samech Geula L'Tefillah? You're not Samech Geula L'Tefillah B'Ofen Zeh. The answer is you are Samech Geula L'Tefillah. Because when you say Birchas Kriyas Shema, when you daven Ma'ariv, you're saying it together with Birchas Kriyas Shema. It's not that you're saying Shema and then Shmoneh Esrei like you say Ashrei and then Shmoneh Esrei. You're saying Shema together with the Birchas Kriyas Shema and then Shmoneh Esrei. But Yitak is saying Birchas Kriyas Shema, so you're Marviach Somech Geula L'Tefillah, and it's the right time. Because just like Ma'ariv can be davened from Plag, so too you can say Birchas Kriyas Shema from Plag. And you're already Yotzei Yerchovas Birchas HaTorah. Tosus is bothered that you're not Mevarich Birchas Kriyas Shema when you're Korei Al Mitaso. So when are you getting Birchas Kriyas Shema in? So what's the answer? The answer is that you're getting Birchas Kriyas Shema in when you daven Ma'ariv early at Plag. So there you have Birchas Kriyas Shema. So we answer two of Tosis' kashas. We're still bothered by the third kasha though. How are you yotzei in Kriyas Shema Lamita? You're not reading all three parashas. You're only reading one parasha. So we find the teretz on this in the Sefer Pnei Yoshua, who explained that Rashi means as follows: Shebevaday tzarich adam lekro kol kimmel parashas for pashut. When you come home, you have to read all three parashas after you tzias kochavim, tzias kochavim. But since there are people who forget to read Shema, Chachamim should not have done lechatchila that you read mebeis haknesses mishum chashash takala. And therefore Rashi writes that when you read the first parasha of Kriyas Shema Lamita, you're Yotzei Dechobos Kriyas Shema D'Oraisa, and there's not such a takala because you read during the day. In other words, like this, that Rashi was saying, you're worried, how can Chachamim put you in such a situation where you're going to stumble and you're going to miss Kriyas Shema D'Oraisa because you're not going to read it at home? Teretz says, don't worry about it, self, you're reading at least one parasha, and then you're Yotzei, you're D'Oraisa. But ideally, of course, Rashi would agree that when you get home, you should read all three parshiyos, and this way you're yotzei the Kriyas Shema D'Rabbanan also, reading it at the proper time, reading all three parshiyos. So Baruch Hashem, we were zoch al pi the Rashi, b'dim yashiv Rashi from Tosfos Kashis. And then Amir Tashem, Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next shir, we would very much like to be Me'ayin B'Shitat HaRambam. So that's Amir Tashem, coming attractions. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Lineder, shalom, shalom.